Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
So you might have heard of Dr. Scholar and India Willoughby. So
sadly,
just to catch you up to speed, if you're not aware, Dr. Scholar is a racial activist and known for going on TV and being quite a prominent critic of the UK being evil and racist. And you know the drill at this point.
Well, her main complaint is the UK does not give her as much money as she wished it gave her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
That's
from
my
this.
Complaint as well. I want more money too.
Yeah.
But India Willoughby is a trans woman. I can't remember what the guidelines are, but I guess I can say, yeah, he tends to go on TV a lot and talk about how trans people are persecuted and all of that sort of thing. It's more or less sort of left-wing Corbynite Labour talking points about Britain.
Which is why, as we saw in the last segment, the supposedly right-wing government is going to make it a crime to do anything but completely affirm trans people. They're so mm-hmm. persecuted.
Yes, but someone has sent them both death threats, and I wanted to look into this because there's something about this that kind of triggers alarm bells, and I'm just going
feels a little bit staged.
Not by them, I don't think, because I know that they've both got the anti-terror police involved, and I don't think you would post a letter and then go to the police because you would expose yourself. So there's almost certainly they didn't do it to themselves.
That's a fair point.
And obviously, when you receive a death threat, even though I disagree with them, I don't think they deserve to be threatened with their life, obviously. I mean,
and there are, all I'm suggesting is a little bit of cynicism and skepticism, given that there are so many times in America, particularly
Jussie Smollett,
and mm-hmm. also just lots of university campuses where mm-hmm. black people have gone and sprayed racist spray paint just so that they can say, look, there's white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. I think if there is some sort of nefariousness, if this isn't genuinely from who it says it's from, it might be someone else sending it to them, knowing how they will react.
Yeah.
Perhaps someone who has an incentive to smear certain positions. But
and either way, I don't condone this kind of behaviour.
No,
if it's sincere or fake, I don't condone it either
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. But the letter here, Dr. Scholar says, I've received a serious threat from National Action London. And National Action, I know I can't say the other N-word on YouTube, the mid-century German one, as in the Austrian painter enthusiasts, because it those people, that is one of them, and I think they're the real deal. They're not trying to just be edgy. I think they are actual neo-painters.
Neo-painters.
I think I can say that because the actual word, if I say it...
Shall we just call them naughties?
That's too infantilizing, isn't it? But yes, these nasty people, because that's better apparently, have sent this message, and it says, notifying me of their intention to kill me and my family. They name my husband and home address. They don't consider killing me murder. They call it an execution. This letter was through my front door. This is Britain. And although I disagree with that last part, I don't think that is Britain. I think pretty much everyone's horrified by people threatening to kill people and their family for their beliefs. I think that's a pretty safe bet that is the true of 99.99% of people.
If people down my road started getting threats like this, I wouldn't be happy about it. I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't just lean out the window and start waving a Union flag
mm-hmm.
and just go, "Yes, this is Britain." No.
So it reads: "This is obviously there are some naughty words I'm not going to read, but this is This is National Action London Cell. We are watching you. Shola, you are a constant troublemaker and a liar who appears on television frequently. You make a shabby living criticising and race grifting against ethnic white Europeans and our culture. We have placed you on our kill list and intend to kill you. Like, apparently written by Sam Hyde. Your children and your husband, blank, have gone too far and it's now time for you to pay the price. You are a filthy, ugly, troublemaking N-word. You look like a gorilla and probably smell just like one. This is what is that thing on your head? So basically it goes on to just insult her for a while. And it goes on to say, you are somebody who shouldn't be allowed to breathe our air and space in our country. You're a dreg of the multicultural society. And it goes on to be racist more and more. I don't really want to read it out because it will make me look bad just reading it, but
you're giving the AI bots a lot to work with here.
I am, yes. It says, this is a serious notice from National Action London. We are notifying you of our intention to kill you and your family. We do not consider this to be murder. We are all
you are all,
yeah, I'm not going to read that part again. We have guns and knives are watching your house. We will be following you as you walk around your area. You have been allowed into this country. You have no place here. It goes on to say some more racist stuff. You have a nice house in blank. We suggest you leave the UK ASAP. This is the only way you can avoid what's coming to you. So, obviously...
this bit at the end here interests mm-hmm. me. You need to hide because your details have been circulated to others on the internet, violent nationalist activists. Interesting that they would... feel the need to describe themselves that way, and then calling themselves black shirts and others. Mm-hmm. Obviously a reference to the early 20th century Italians.
Yeah.
There is something a bit sus about this.
Well, the elephant in the room here is that if someone was genuinely going to kill them, they are not going to write them a letter saying, I'm coming to kill you.
Well, the logic would be, I'm sending you the letter to give you the chance to get out of the country before we kill you.
It seems very strange to me that they're... I think if this is a genuine letter from National Action, then it seems like they're using the threat of violence to try and force them out of the country. I don't actually think that they're being genuine, although I will add a caveat here that there have been cases in the past few years where there have been there has been political violence against left-wingers. I mean,
no, that's
you
true.
Had Joe Cox being murdered. He's not exactly a left-winger per se, but you had David Amos killed by an Islamist as well. So members of parliament have been killed. There is... precedent for political violence in Britain, unfortunately. So,
may I ask, is National Action a proscribed organisation? Is it illegal to be part of National Action?
I'm not sure. I don't actually think so, but it's an explicitly mid-century German.
Well, whether that's the case or not, if they're not an illegal organisation, this would be the single dumbest thing to do. If you are a member of that organisation, to give the government reason to make membership of you illegal.
If this is genuinely from them, and I imagine they probably are knuckle-dragging morons, that they're just harming themselves. They're making themselves look terrible.
Oh, okay. They are proscribed in the United Kingdom under the Terrorism Act 2000 since the 16th of December 2016. Okay.
So... yes, I don't understand what they're hoping to achieve here because it doesn't make them good. It's just a ammunition to allow her to say, this is Britain. And I mean, she says it in the post about the letter that she's saying, this is what's acceptable in Britain. Obviously, it's not.
It does seem like a Christmas gift almost for somebody of Shola's mm-hmm. temperament who wants to point at England and go, you're all racist and evil. It's like giving her candy.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, threatening her life and her family's life is not exactly... it's not the gift I would want for
no,
Christmas.
No. But from an ideological and let's be honest, from an ideological perspective, mm-hmm. this is the kind of thing that you want. The same way that we criticise left-wingers for taking that, what was it, Breonna Gay's death from a few weeks ago and pushing it in right-wingers' face and saying, this is all your fault. This is what you want. The same with George Floyd. BLM wanted a George Floyd so that they could have a martyr.
Mm-hmm. No, you're very much right. And I just found it very strange because it's entirely possible that this is just genuine, but Mm-hmm. I have my suspicions about it, and I'm curious what you, the audience, think about this, because I don't really know what to make of it, because I also don't know what they hope to achieve out of this, because left-wingers that agree with Dr. Scholar's point of view have taken over most institutions. I think the battle's already lost on fighting that sort of ideology. So I don't really know what they're trying to achieve, is basically what I'm trying to say, if it is genuine. But if it's not, it's very clear that what they're trying to do in sending a fake letter would be to try and drum up lots of fanfare about, okay, well, there's lots of extremism in Britain, we need to crack down on it. And of course, they're well aware that when they crack down on extremists, lots of innocent people who are certainly not extremists get punished for it.
I'm going to be honest as well. I saw that it said that an investigation had been done, that National Action had been still operating in secret ever since they were proscribed. What are the chances that 40 to 50% of that organisation isn't undercover police officers anyway?
It's entirely possible.
I think with organisations like that, it is very rare, if they are operating relatively publicly, say like with the Black Panthers in the 1970s, with the FBI, or with the KKK, for instance, mm-hmm. almost always half of the organisation turns out to be undercover police anyway.
Well, although I'm quite often sceptical of police infiltrating political groups, when it comes to things like the neo-mid-century Germans...
The neo-pagans.
Mm-hmm, where being violent is inherent to their worldview, then I can kind of understand why they would do that, and I think it's probably good that people keep an eye on them. But well, I don't think that's a very controversial view.
Yeah, but when people get in undercover in organisations like that, they aren't always hesitant to commit bad acts themselves. For instance,
there have been lots of cases of that.
You know the Birmingham church bombings from the early 1960s in the US as part of the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. So it turns out from research that I did as part of my MLK video that implicated in that was an undercover FBI agent who might have been the one to organize it in the first place, who, whenever anybody tried to indict him going forward, the FBI kept protecting him. And he even wrote in an autobiography that, yes, I'm the one who did it, and I did it for the FBI to stoke up all of this racial tension.
I recently did an interview with a former undercover police officer, and he told me about how in Britain, an undercover police officer infiltrated an animal rights group.
Oh, yeah.
And they were carrying out an attack on a place that was selling fur coats. And the only attack that actually worked and went off was the one done by the undercover police officer. And I don't know how you could get to that point where you're actively doing the illegal acts of the group.
Perhaps this will be the new smell test when we look at these terrorist organisations. If they're competent, we can almost be certain they're full of police officers.
Oh dear, what a strange world we live in.
I know.
So it's worth mentioning that Rory's wrote about Dr. Scholar before in this article from March of last year, talking about the British eye for a double standard, and he's talking about how people are approaching migration and talking about Britain's approach to race and that sort of thing. So I very much suggest you check that out, especially if you want to know a bit more about that sort of debate and Dr. Scholar more generally. Moving on to India Willoughby, they tweeted about this as well, and they say, "My accountant just called, he's received a letter today, hand-delivered, no stamp, threatening to kill me because I'm trans, full of graphic details about what they're going to do, passed on to the police. This is what Brit Media, GC movement, that's the gender critical movement, and the government have done."
It came in J.K. Rowling's handwriting. She did it herself.
And then in the thread, it says it's like a letter from a horror film. He's obviously worried too, given how it was delivered. Will there be an outcry over this by the Times, the Mail? No. If anything happens to me, I want you all to know who I hold responsible. The gender criticals, the celebs who support them, the government, right-wing media, don't buy any of their "we liked India" or "it has nothing to do with us" bull. It has everything to do with them. So someone sends you a letter threatening to kill you, and it's what? Half of society's fault?
And then you go, it's the Daily Mail's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Brain rot.
Turning your death threat into political point scoring, I have a lot less sympathy, whereas...
This is what I mean when I say that this is like a Christmas gift to them.
Yes, because exactly.
Because if it's not true, if it's fake letter, then nothing, no consequences come of it. If it is true and something does bad does happen, they get the opportunity to virtue signal on the grand scale and point at all of their ideological enemies and say, this is directly your fault.
I mean, it does make sense for them to be concerned because you can never know whether it's...
I'd be concerned if I received something like this.
It's an empty threat or not. I mean, I've received death threats before, but it was people on Twitter. Actually, do you know who they are? But I don't really care.
Was this during the massive dog pile that we experienced on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay, it was a different time.
Yeah, I think it was when I did a segment when I had really bad flu and I was basically delirious and couldn't string sentences together and I misspoke and then it got held against me.
Oh, and somebody was like, you're going to die.
Yeah, I was like delirious from flu and they were just like, you know what you said when you were really ill? I'm going to hold that against you. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, I love internet comment sections.
I know, but... because it was just someone saying it on the internet, it wasn't hand-delivered to either my, what was it, her accountant or your house, I would take that a lot more seriously. So I understand why they're concerned, and I think that these things have been genuinely sent to them. I don't think they've made them for themselves.
The police should be looking into this.
Yeah, and I think they are. I think I saw in India Willoughby talking to Owen Jones, and they said that the anti-terror police are like keeping an eye on them. Mm. So... I think that's probably the right thing to do, but I also don't think that it's really as quite as bad as that. So the BBC has reported on this as well. They're saying that the anti-terror police have been called. They do say a bit about the London cell of National Action, and they're saying it was banned in 2016, and they just describe who they are and why they received them. So it's... not really that notable, but it has been picked up by the mainstream media, despite what they're saying. Like, you can't get more mainstream than the BBC. I'm pretty sure it's the main news outlet in Britain, isn't it? I mean, as far as I'm aware.
We fund it with tax money and license fees, so.
The Independent also picked up on it as well. Here they've got black activists threatened with execution by British neo-mid-century German group. It's amazing that the mainstream media can use that word, but... when I'm using it to describe a group that I disapprove of, I can't say it on YouTube. So thank you, YouTube. I look like a right idiot not being able to just use a word, but there we go. And again, we have My London as well, picking up on it. Two ITV guests sent horrific letters from terrorist gang. I don't know why they're calling them a gang, but okay. And then ITV themselves released an article about it. And, of course, Pink News, which never want to miss a trick. Met Police launch investigation into Vile, Dr. Sherla and India Willoughby death threats. But yes, I just thought I'd draw attention to this because this would be something that might pass by your attention unless you saw these few articles that came out when it happened. And I'm very curious what you think because it will certainly be used for political point scoring no matter what, whether they're genuine or not. That's going to happen, guaranteed. But I think there are things about it, like the fact that they're saying, yes, you need to leave, but we're coming to kill you. I mean, these two things, like when Joe Cox was murdered or David Amos were murdered, they didn't get a written warning saying, we would like you to leave, please. Obviously, it wasn't as nice as that.
Somebody just approached them in the street and bam.
Yes.
Or in the middle of a public meeting, in David Amos's case.
Yeah. So... I think there's something about it that is suspicious. However, it could just be mid-century German enthusiasts being stupid, which is certainly believable as well.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Contemplation series, the most recent episode on Tao Te Ching. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot. These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.